In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. Hour number two. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Now let's run up and find Mike Jeffcoat, RJ's Hunting and Fishing, see what he's up to. Mike, good morning. How are you, man?
I'm good, Mickey. How are you this morning?
Oh, I couldn't be better. What are you up to?
I'm going out to River Bottom. Work on some deer feeders and stuff. Camp out. All that good fun stuff.
Nice. A lot of that going on this weekend.
Yeah, it is. But like I said, it's raining on me a little bit right now. So.
Yeah, there's a little bit on radar around. It's man, it looks like it's never going to leave. It's just coming out of that Gulf, has been for days.
I didn't get nothing yesterday.
I didn't either.
First drop. You know, it all kind of stayed north and east.
Right.
Just my luck. Here it is this morning.
I got sprinkles. That was about it, brother.
Like I said, I didn't get nothing. We pretty much had sunshine all day and all yesterday. Man, Darlene was working on her mom's place, trying to get ready to get on the market. All them kind of things.
Yep.
But it's all good. I ain't got no reports on nothing. I asked a couple of them boys that had all these birds here in East Texas. They was going to check on them yesterday, but I'm sure that weather put a hurt on them a little bit.
Yeah, they've been getting more rain east of me, you know, so I don't know what to think about what it's going to be like over that way. I know Louisiana on radar right now, Lake Charles area, they're getting a lot of rain this morning.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday. They kind of, all the way to Venice yesterday, was getting rained on pretty much.
Right. There's a bunch over there this morning, too.
Yeah.
In Slidell. And you got a little gap, and then all the way down, you can't even see the boot on radar because it's covered in rain.
Yeah.
Good thing you aren't there.
Yep. I talked to Brent yesterday, and he'd been trying to tarpon fish, but it's just that good rough. And the weather.
Yeah, wind's been up, hasn't it?
Yeah, he said the tarpon are so thick, it's unreal. He said it's old school stuff, but
he said
they're just not wanting to cooperate.
Well, we've seen that before on them tarpon. Tons of them and can't catch them. Boy, that's aggravating there.
I fooled with them a few years, and after that I said, I don't need this aggravation in my life.
Make a werewolf out of you.
Yeah, he did say they come back in, got on big school of Bull Reds, and the guys that was with him had, that he was fishing had some big tuna poppers that they would want to throw on them tarpon, and, you know, them tarpon would cooperate for it. And I said, we're going to throw them on these Bull Reds. And he said,
Bull
I'm talking
Red
about...
will eat them.
He said, I'm talking about Magnum. He said, I'm talking about 10, 12-inch poppers.
Right.
Big mouth on them like a hula popper. He said, them redfish went stupid on them things.
They will. Bull Reds are crazy.
Yep. But, anyhow, how about them Astros?
It's been a couple of fun nights, the last couple of nights, man.
Boy, that night before last, that was crazy. Unbelievable. If my rookie comes through again, I mean, that was one of the best walks I've ever seen a kid take.
Hey,
or a young man to take that walk.
He showed a lot more patience than our veteran batters
do.
Oh,
no kidding. I don't know what's up.
He was wanting a swing, but he had that. He just had a good eye on it. He was real composed. Yeah. That's impressive.
I didn't make it to the end last night. I got the recap. So
I've learned one thing. I can sleep when I'm dead, I guess, but I'm not going to bed on the Astros. Boy, my phone was going off when they lost that lead. Hader gave up that 2-run homer and. It's over, man. These guys, they'll never make it. They stink. And I've never heard so much negativity in all my life. I just texted them back, said, hey, maybe we'll come back again tonight, and I'll be darned if we didn't do it.
Yeah. Sure did.
You know, that's Hader's only. That's the only issue I got with him. I mean, who else you going to put in there? I mean.
Yeah, you don't have nobody.
He's our horse. We got to ride him. I mean, it's not like, let's go get another Hader.
Look what he done. Yeah, look what he done the night before.
Yeah. And everybody cussing Brian Abreu. Oh, we're really, he's not going to lock it down. He's going to give it up. And it just, doomers, man. Just.
Yeah.
But no, that was the 10th home run he's given up. But he's, you know, he's like Verlander. He said, here it is. If you can hit it, hit it. I'm throwing it.
Yeah, hit it.
Yeah. Kind of like Leach did back in the day and Billy Wagner and all
that. Oh, yeah.
Just, you know, I'm bringing it in there. I'm throwing heat. And if you can hit it, take care of it.
Yeah. Old Brad Leach, I like that guy. I mean, he might give that home run up, but.
Lights
he
out Leach.
Yeah.
Remember that home run that was hit off of him by the Cardinals? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That, Lord have mercy.
Yeah, they shouldn't have never pitched him. They shouldn't have never pitched him against the Cardinals because the Cardinals had his number.
They did.
Yep.
They gave him nightmares.
Sure. Yeah, they did.
I like what that pilot on that plane, the next night they were flying. You know, the next day they were flying up to St. Louis to finish that series and said, and if everybody will look out the starboard side windows, you can see that ball that Pujols hit off a ledge last night. They got a big kick out of that.
Yeah, that's good.
He got all of it.
Yeah.
But Albert Pujols did that to a lot of good pitchers. You know, he just, what a.
Kind of like our big boys do it to a lot of pitchers right now.
Well, if you like good pitching, we saw the best of it on both sides of the ball last night. That the umpires could have been a little better, but, you know, Fromber got frustrated there at the end. He struck that guy out. That guy went way out in front of the plate on that check swing, and Angel Hernandez gave him the safe sign, and they replayed it. And I said, I knew he went. Looked like he went, so.
But, you know, it's like the night before when he threw – Bergman out the other game. That was so uncalled for.
Yeah, he didn't get out. I read his lips. He didn't call him the forbidden word or anything. He just, I'm sure that umpire had been hearing it from both benches, you know, all night.
Well, all you got to do is correct your strike zone. I mean, my God. And then the very next inning, who was that pitcher? Cole Brown. He threw the same pitch three times and never got a call on it.
Yeah.
All three of them was balls, but Bregman there all strikes. Brakeman's got a bad rep for that, though. So,
yeah, there's nobody sees the ball better than Brakeman. Brakeman sees the ball. He knows the strike zone better than anybody. I can see him being frustrated, but he didn't get out of hand. I wouldn't call that.
No, I think more that he walked in front of him.
Well, he walked in front between the catcher and the umpire when he was talking to him. Yeah. That, I think that's what did it.
Me too. So, hey, look at your radar. What's this mess doing? I mean, it's getting worse on me now.
Is it? Where are you at?
I'm coming into Cleveland right now.
You're around 321, that area?
Close.
Kind of, sort of.
Mobileville on the river here directly, but...
Man, I'm not showing anything, really. Showing a little light one just east of Hardin, over by 105. And there was a little bitty one, you know, left Liberty area, moving kind of northwest, but up around Cleveland, it's not showing anything.
It's too light.
Oh, there's a little one. Here it is. It's coming up. Yeah, it's just light. It's nothing major. It's kind of...
enough to get me good and wet.
Yeah. It's kind of between 321 and 59, and then back to the west a little bit, down 105.
Yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I'm on 105 coming into Cleveland.
There's one up by Livingston. It's got some yellow in it between Woodville and Livingston. But, it's nothing. It's not anything to write home about. All the write home about is along the coast right now, red and yellow. Naturally.
Yeah.
You know, I've been seeing some pretty good trout posts coming from over your way, too. Looks like somebody got on them trout good again. Some pretty nice ones. They look like solid fish, man.
They are. They're in that river. I mean.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of early, but the river's cool enough, I guess. And they're pulling to it. And they're actually not. There's fish in the river at the end of the river. In Southwest Pass, there's fish in there.
Right.
Then there always is. It don't matter what time of year it is. If the water's clean enough, the fish are going to be in the river down there. But all these fish, when I say they're in the river, they're in them passes.
Yeah.
They'll be at the mouth of them passes or in them passes and the drains and them passes and stuff. And that's where all that's at. But
do y'all's bull reds ball up there, you know, getting ready for that, like, September, October spawn deal in the passes like they do over here?
No, they ball up outside.
They go outside?
Which, I mean, there's bull reds in the river, but, you know, not like they are outside.
Yeah.
You're going to catch some. And everything you're going to catch, it's going to be an accidental. It's going to be one by itself. Just come up in passes and, you know, got away from the pack. But no, them packs are outside out there on top of them pogies. And,
well, that's kind of what I do. They run the beachfront, but they, you know, they congregate, you know, around the passes for that big spawn on bull tides, you know, for those eggs to go inland.
Hang on, I'm having to back up here. Mike Nolan's got one lane open on it. I went to the wrong one. I need me some breakfast. I guess they're open. There's a truck sitting in front of me. But no, that's it. I mean, them pogies, you know, them pogies are getting ready to do their thing and get gone. And,
right.
You know, so them bull reds are just outside. On them beaches, swallowing up them bogies.
Yeah.
And whatever else they can put their mouths on. So, but, you know, it's getting time for them to do their thing, though. I mean,
it is. It's coming
September,
quick.
September is, they're going to pull any day now. So,
what's your ideal month in the river over there for trout is November?
I like November and December, as long as it's green. You know, that's where I want to be, is in that river.
Yeah.
And, you know, the flounder bite's still stupid. You know.
That's amazing how many flounder y'all have compared to us.
It is. It is. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah, hopefully we can get our flounder populations back like that again. Hopefully.
Well, that's, they took ours away. I mean, our days.
Right.
I don't understand that. With the amount of flounder we have, I guess it's because flounder fishing's got so popular.
Well, that's true. They get targeted pretty hard. They're noticing some kind of drop, or they wouldn't have done it, with their samples.
Well, I think it's got more. I don't see how they found no samples in Venice, I tell you that. There's no way that there's a shortage. No way they could have found a shortage of flounder.
Right. Yeah,
I think it's probably overall
statewide deal,
Yes, and I think Calcasieu is a big culprit.
Probably.
They done busted. I done been seeing some posts from the wildlife fisheries and boys getting busted, bringing them flounder across.
Yeah.
Which is. No, thank you. Give me a number one with unsweet teeth.
All right, Mike, I got a roll, buddy. Go ahead and knock your breakfast out, and good luck with that rain. It doesn't look like much. You'll be all right. Throw them out a number, bro.
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web, RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend, Mike. Enjoy it.
You too. Everybody
later.
Be safe.
All right, man.
Later.
All right, that's Captain Mike Jeffcoat, Venice, Louisiana. Well, join us on September 7th from 2 to 9 p.m. for the Heat Wave Slam Shrimp Boil Fundraiser. That's at the Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda. For just $20, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat shrimp, live music, and a chance to win big in our raffle. Limited tickets are available, so please purchase yours online at heatwaveslam.com. That's heatwaveslam.com. And don't forget about the Heat Wave Slam Fishing Tournament with a guaranteed $5,000 payout to the top five teams. Entry is $300 per team. With weigh-in from 2 to 4 p.m., all proceeds support Hookspit Junior Anglers. So get your tickets or register for the tournament today at HeatWaveSlam.com. That's HeatWaveSlam.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 520 here in the Bayou City. Speaking of calms before the storm, we're going to talk to Captain James Plogg. James, what's up?
What's up, man?
How you doing, brother?
A little CCR. Have you ever seen the rain?
I'm telling you, coming down.
Oh, man. Well, it's about how I figured it's going to be. It's like this.
You kind of called this out a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about it.
It's the same. Hey, like I told somebody today, I ain't
nothing
very good
changes,
at nothing.
Does it? It really does.
It don't. I said, look, I ain't very good at anything anymore, but I've done this a long, long time, and we've seen it. And here's what's going to happen. It's going to stay like this. And I bet you the next run you get doing what I'm trying to do,
yeah,
it ain't going to be till I think you're going to get the last week of September and the first week of October. That's what I think is going to happen. So this ain't going away. And then you're going to get a front that's going to stall. It's going to sit out there and be east at about 15 knots.
Yep.
And it's just, man, I knew when we were having all that good weather. And I said, man.
The calm before the storm, baby.
Yeah, it ain't going to stay like this. It ain't going to stay like this. But that's okay, though. I mean, you know, I'd like to get that little run there, you know, 10 or 12 days there toward the end of the season. But it finally got rough. You know, it's been not too rough, but now it's like 2'6", 3 foot. I think I saw 3'3" yesterday was the highest. And I went looked at the beach yesterday. I mean, if you could drive straight to them, didn't turn upside down, it'd be all right. But it wasn't too calm. So, it is what it is.
Oh, yeah. We've been to this rodeo before.
Yeah. That's what they say in Grand Isle. It's raining on the rodeo. This is Grand Isle weather right here. So, when you get there, you promise it's going to rain, thunderstorm, blowing about 40. Every year. Every year. But, man, I don't know nobody doing nothing. I mean, I'm sure there's people fishing, catching them, but ain't nobody I know even going. I don't know. I don't know nothing. So, that's all I got. I think everybody was supposed to try to go yesterday, and you know what it did yesterday morning. But if you had fish, that's why Kenny canceled his trip. And I was having to move some stuff around. I said, go ride my bike, and he was mad about canceling. I said, man, you know, it's nice now. I mean, it's raining. It's no big deal. I'm fishing this all the time, but man, y'all ain't catching very much. I mean, you know, if you could drive to them and see you's going to get something, yeah, send it. But, man, catching 4 or 5 fish a day and go sit out here in the rain, I don't know about that.
No. Mm-hmm. Oh, we've all done it.
Yeah, I mean, no, if I could catch them, I'm going. I don't care. But,
yeah.
I mean, if you ain't catching nothing, man, it's kind of tough. And you know how tough September is. I mean, you know. I guess, you know, back in the old days, Mickey and Tranny Bay, we would catch them, but, you know.
Well, it was still tough in that transition time, you know.
Yeah. It's, you know, the whales would be good, and then they were trying to start fading, and then birds would work a little bit. And it was just different.
It was just different.
But, yeah, I don't – until that low is just like – I mean, it goes south 1 minute, and next minute you look, it's going toward Louisiana, then it don't go nowhere.
It's a wobbler. Been wobbling all week.
Yeah. And supposedly there's some kind of front coming, but it ain't going to go nowhere. I think it's just going to sit right here.
Oh, boy. Stall out. Come on with it.
There ain't too much wind on the beach right now. I look down there at the pass, and I look at Freeport. What else did I look at?
No, there's not a lot of wind.
See, it's a 20-mile buoy. It's got to be blowing around them storms, man, because 1 minute it's east, and like right now there must be a squall right there because it's southwest, 12 gusting to 16 knots.
Yeah, it shows southwest at 8 at the north jetty. Then up by my house, it's north at 3.
Yeah.
And over by Anahuac, it's east at 6. And then as you go east, everything's east and northeast all through Louisiana over that way around those storms.
Yeah, so maybe that little low is just sitting right there.
Yeah, if you look at fish weather, you can look at the currents on those winds.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
And it looks like the low's just sitting right off San Luis Pass. You know, the way
that's
it's circulating
it's
right there.
Yeah, the low is sitting on top of the pass.
It's sitting right there. Yeah, and at the pass, it's southeast at 1.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, ain't it? And then the further you go east, more wind you get. That's why Louisiana's getting crushed over there this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 15 and 20 everywhere off of, you know, out of Venice, all out in the Gulf out there, 15, 20, 22, 18.
I'm looking at some rig out there, like 20. I was supposed to go over there and fish with coon, but I don't think we're supposed to go like the 8th or 9th or something. Not right now.
Well, that'll be cool. Go with old coon himself.
Yeah, we're going to fish a couple of days. I got something I'm going to take him, and I'm going to take my boat. I'll probably fish a couple of days, too.
Well,
if we catch the weather right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the low right there. Oh, man, I just hit some kind of button. I'm them worldwide on fish weather now. I'm messed up. I tell you what it's doing in Australia. All right, now I'm back.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's pretty cool if you look at it. That little low, it's sitting right there.
Yep. You look at those wind currents. That's what I like about fish weather.
Yeah, fish weather's pretty good. Fish weather's got me caught in a lot of bad stuff, too.
Well, yeah, they all have. I mean, you know.
See, and it's not too bad. You know, if you look out there toward the 60 and out toward the shelf and stuff, there ain't no wind out there.
No, there's not. There really isn't.
10, 8, 9.
Everything's kind of a southeast flow.
We might get a little wind tomorrow. Well, you may have to put your slicker on, but you may get a little wind tomorrow.
Yeah, you look down Matagorda way, everything's out of the north. I mean, all the way to Port Isabel, everything's blowing off the beach. Cliff Webb will be licking his chops, and I'll talk to him at 6, I'm sure.
Surfing or fishing the beach, huh?
Fishing. He lives for that beach fishing, man. He just loves it.
The later in the year, I think the better their surf fishing gets, where ours gets not as good.
Yeah, it took it a while to kick in this year. You know, usually they'll start really doing good July, early August, and then everything was kind of late this year for them. Plus, they're having to go way south, too.
Oh, he's having to go south?
Yeah. To the four-wheel drive zone.
Yeah, I've been stuck on that four-wheel drive zone before.
All the four-wheel drive would do is just bury you that much more. That'll really get
you. Yeah, we got stuck in a van. We didn't even have a four-wheel drive. We used to go down there and put in at Yarborough Pass. Oh, it was terrible.
Oh, boy.
Man, I think tomorrow you may have a wind in the morning. It's got north 7 to 11, 1 foot.
Yeah.
This is buoy weather. North-northwest, 5 to 8 knots. North-northeast, 5 to 8 knots.
That buoy weather, what is that, a subscription, like $10 a month or something?
Yeah, Mickey, I think the whole deal, of course, they go up. That's why I don't like people charging your credit card. You know, I say, hey, man, let me pay you. Nah, we put on a card. Well, that's good, but then when they knew you, then I said, man, I wonder how much I'm paying for buoy weather.
Yeah.
And then I looked at it, and man, it started out at like $90. I think I'm paying like $120. I pay $120 a year to go get caught in some storm.
It's like Sirius satellite, you know, for your truck. It you know, when they renew, they get you at the max, you know, the premium, and you got to call them and go through all that and say, hey, just cancel my subscription, I'm not paying that much. And then they, oh, I got a great deal for you here, Captain. We're gonna renew it for this, you know. It's the same old thing. And a lot
if you don't pay attention, they're going to get you.
Yeah. You know, people with money, they don't even look at it. There's money coming out of their accounts, and they don't even care. But I do. I look
well,
at it
I ain't
go,
got no,
no they're
money.
Taking too much.
Yeah, no, I ain't got no money. I'm just stupid. I don't look at it. I don't care. Until all of a sudden you ain't got no money, like, man, dude, where's all my stuff going? Like the gym. Now, the gym I know hoses me.
Yeah.
It started out good. But I enjoy it. It's a, you know, I like it. I don't do much of nothing, but I enjoy going to the gym. And I watch them. They just continually hose me, but I'm like, whatever.
I spent the first half of my life and all that workout stuff and running and playing tennis and doing all that. I'm retired.
Well, I'm going to spend the second half of mine because I didn't never do nothing except try to kill myself. No, I'm really, I just swam.
Well, we
there,
tried killing ourselves fishing. Still doing that.
Oh, yes, I'm still trying to do that. Hey, but it's a hell of a way to go, though. I'd rather do
it
that
is.
Set some hospital bed.
Boy,
so,
I don't
like, see right now,
there.
It's pouring down rain, but it's dead calm. This is what it did yesterday morning.
Right.
How long is it supposed to rain for?
Man, it's our rain chance is less today than it has been. It's down to 60%, but it's showing all the rain right in front of Galveston future cast, but it looks like it's, you know, going to keep sliding kind of east.
Yeah. How much is to the south? What's down there to the south?
It's all out in the Gulf. It's just stringy stuff all the way to, you know, to the Bay of Campeche. It's solid rain, but it's patchy, and then it gets real thick, you know, in front of Louisiana. Man, there's a big glob all on the western half of the state right off the coast, and in Venice, you can't even see it on radar. It's a huge glob there, you know, moving inland towards New Orleans and Slidell and Gulfport and all that.
Well, I'm doing some work on my boat, so it's on the trailer. I'm sitting here talking to you, and I heard the bilge pump kick on, so it's raining pretty good.
Oh, boy.
Right here. But man, I wish everybody had something about fishing, man. I mean, but, you know, tell you some kind of lies or something. I don't know. But
no, there's not some fish being caught, but it's not like it was. I mean, it's spotty at best.
Yeah.
The guys that are, you know, going every day, they're staying on them, but they're having to go to the same places, same old stuff, you know.
Well, if that's what I was doing right now, I'd be, you know, I'm not trying to brag or nothing. If I was going every day, I'd figure it out. We'd be catching something. But still, it's not great this time of year. It's just not, you know. You get into the fall, you know, even on the worst year you ever had, freeze years we've had, whatever, they always bite in the fall. Even if you ain't got but like 100 of them left, they'll be snapping in the fall.
You can go catch every one of them. They'll all eat.
Exactly.
That's true.
They just don't snap too good this time of year. In the feeding periods, even when I was fishing, and I actually fished a little late, you know, like almost not the end of July, but close right there. And fishing was good. But, man, you had to have them windows. You could see when
right.
they bit. And they bit hard, and you can see them fade. And, you know, when you're going every day, you kind of got that wired up. And I had three or four places, and, you know, the top water bite was really good.
Right.
But
yeah, top water bite was good this year in August. It's still – down south, that's what they're crushing them on. Everybody's catching them on top waters. Good
fish.
Yeah,
and that's fun. That was fun.
Yeah,
that really kept it. That really kept me still trout fishing.
Sure.
Because it was that good when I was – I mean, we're getting – you know, 50, 60. I think one day I told you we had like 70 bites. We didn't catch that
right.
many, but, I mean, you're getting something on the top water every cast. And then that kind of faded right before I quit. Then fish kind of dropped out there deep. I was catching them in like a foot and a half to like 3 foot of water.
Sure.
And they faded, and they went out there to like, I don't know, man, like 6 foot. And it was still, and you could still catch them, but you had to catch them on tails. And when I had to start doing that, and it was about – I was about done anyway. It's time for me to go to golf. But it was pretty good. And then just from what I hear, you know, my guys are telling me, it got kind of progressively worse and worse. You got on the back of that monster blue super monster
moon. Super
moon.
The super blue moon, man.
Yeah. Hey, off the back of that moon, Mickey, everything kind of quit biting, really. I mean,
it kind of did. It kind of went stale there for
tough.
A few days. You're right. Let me knock this break out right quick. Hang on, buddy. I'll be
right back. Go ahead. I ain't doing nothing.
All right, man.
Bud.
Join us September 7th from 2 to 9 p.m. for the Heat Wave Slam Shrimp Boil Fundraiser. That's at Rusty Hook Ranch in Matagorda for just $20. You can enjoy all-you-can-eat shrimp, live music, and a chance to win big in our raffle. Limited tickets are available, so please purchase yours online at heatwaveslam.com. And don't forget about the Heat Wave Slam Fishing Tournament. That's a guaranteed $5,000 payout to the top five teams. Entries just $300 a team with a weigh-in from 2 to 4 p.m. And all the proceeds support the Hookspit Junior Anglers Association. So get your tickets or register for the tournament today at HeatWaveSlam.com. That's HeatWaveSlam.com.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 540 here in the Bayou City. All right, James, we're back.
Yo, man. Hey, this is kind of off the beat path. I just saw a little one. You know, you don't see toads anymore. Remember when we were kids, where everybody had
Hey,
toads
I'm covered up on? With toad frogs that you brought that up. I've got a ton of them this year.
I'm telling you, man, and I don't see many. I just saw a little one, but while I'm running, there's a lot of toads that don't make the ticket there on the Peaky Drive there. So there's a lot of flat ones, but
I got that uniroyal look.
They got the uniroyal look, buddy. But I ain't seen toads in a long, long time. But I guess maybe the rain or toads are good. I like to see toads. That's at least something's good.
Well, that's a sign of healthy habitat.
Yeah, kind of like the drums, but. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's I look.
You know what we don't see anymore is those horny toads. You know, the horned toad frogs.
Nah, you don't hardly see these. I mean, these
man, I haven't seen a horny toad in years.
Yeah, he may be done. Remember all the robins? I guess the robins still come. I don't see.
Well, we didn't have much of a migration last year. But I tell you what, them hummers are coming, buddy. They're staged up.
Yeah,
they're staged up above us, up there above Dallas and all through there. I got, you know, Bill and Marilyn live up there, and she's making I don't know how many pitchers of sugar water a day to keep hers full. She's got hundreds and hundreds of them. It's crazy. She sent Rhonda a video of them. They are thick. They're coming.
They're pretty cool to watch. I come to your house that day. I don't know how many you had, 60, 70 buzzing around there.
Yeah.
And we
stage up along that bayfront.
Yeah, we see them in the Gulf a lot, a little bit later in the year. Year before last, when the weather was good. I mean, I think, hell, I left them fish like October the 10th to go back trout fishing. And right there toward the end of September, man, we would see them a lot. Man,
well, it's time. It's remember, we'd see a bunch of them. We were dove hunting. We used to dove hunt east of town all the time. Boy, they'd be flying through while we're dove hunting.
Exactly. Man, it's pretty cool late in the year, man. You see the teals that overshoot the land and
uh-huh.
The hummingbirds. And September's just, you know, it's just one of them months, man. Most
transition
of the time,
month. Everything's moving, even the
most
fish.
Most of the time it isn't any good. But every now and then you pull one that's good. Never the whole month. I've never seen the whole month good. Half of it's usually not good, but not last year. I think last year the last day I fished was like, man, the 28th of September. And it was good. Lots of fish. But then the weather went south.
Mm-hmm.
I think year before last, I gave the boat to Cameron. I said, man, I got to go, dude. I got to go back to work. And he kept fishing. I think they caught the last fish like October the 21st.
Right.
And that was rough that day. I remember they went. It was rough. But man, there was a lot of it was good, man.
You sold the tackle box, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a sad day. Well, yeah, it was a
nice boat. Very nice boat.
Oh, get this, man. A guy just sent me something. That dude's selling again.
Really?
See, the guy hosed me. I knew I was getting hosed. I was kind of in the bind. The boat wasn't working. My crew left me. They went to work for Rod, so I got no crew. And I'm trying to run the boat by myself, do all that blah, 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 blah. So I got to sell it. So I turned down a couple of offers like a dummy. And then finally I'm like, man, I'm bleeding. I got to stop the bleeding. I got to sell this boat. So the guy makes me an offer, and I take it. And then he starts beating me up. Well, the turbos had some rusted bolts and stuff. He said, oh, man, you have to replace them turbos. So he says, man, he wanted to knock off like 20 grand. Because I'm going to have to put new turbos in it. I said, man, you don't have to put new turbos in it. Yeah, are them bolts bad? Yeah, when it goes bad, yeah, it's going to be a problem. But there's nothing wrong right now. So I said, no, you know what? I'll just keep bleeding, man. You can just have it. I said, or I'll meet you halfway. So we met halfway. Anyway, long story short about this story, he's got the boat listed for the same price I sold him. And I'm looking at the pictures. ain't touched them turbos. All you did was
you
didn't do nothing but hose me for like 14 grand.
Yep.
And if I had any money, I'd call him up and say, look, man, I'll give you what you want, but I'm going to take that 20 off of them turbos you never fixed.
Right.
Hey, people are so nasty. Like, you know, like, dude, look, man, you know, we'll probably, you know, probably have to do something, but we're good. We're good.
Wheeling and dealing.
Yeah, people are something else. But anyway, the boat is for sale again. But that guy was old, man. They didn't go fishing but like one time.
Bought that boat and went one time in it.
Yeah, it's still up there. I mean, I don't know if it's at South Shore or Waterford. It's somewhere up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, man, the other day, them fish was just a little bit bumpy. The fish were just spinning, but they weren't going nowhere. It had been a perfect day for the box, just creeping there about a knot and a half. Start getting some bites, man.
I'm hating I never got to go out on it with you. You invited me a couple of times, but I couldn't get loose to come.
Yeah, it's a good little boat, man. It's a little small for the Gulf of Mexico, and it's a great boat for doing what I do. But you have to have a guy. You can't do it by yourself.
No.
You know, my guy's gone. He's a big skip now, so I got nobody. I got a kid I want to hire. And I think I'm going to hire him for next year. He's a good young dude. He got the eye of the tiger, man. He's got the passion for it. He fishes with me a lot.
Right.
And, you know, if he don't, you know, something, you know, if he don't have nothing going on, I'm going to hire him for the summer next year. Just, hey, if nothing else, just hang out with me and I'll pay you. And then when we fish, we'll fish, you know. But you need a little help, especially in that boat. You had to have a crew.
Well, yeah. And you had to keep it working to make it worth your while to have it.
Man, for 2 years, though, buddy, we rode. When I had Preston and Cameron on that boat, we were rolling, dude. We went. Because I had to, you know, I had my guys. I had the customers. You know, I wasn't like we solicited no business. It was all my guys.
Right.
I don't know how many we didn't. The only person that for 2 years that might have run more trips than us maybe was Johnny Walker, maybe. And I think 1 year we beat Johnny just by a couple of days.
Yeah.
But the box was, it was rolling, man. But
Johnny's
all you do
an animal.
Is the same old deal. You just tear everything up. I mean, you run that many days, you can bet you're destroying some stuff. So it's just a wash. That's all it is. I never made a dime with that boat. Not a dime.
Well, we've heard that story a million times, huh?
Oh, man. If anybody could have made any money doing this business, we would have made it. You just, you know, you make a living. You can't make no money.
Well, but when things are rolling, everything's great, but then there are just too many setbacks, you know?
Well, it's too much, you know? Just like me, I'm just sitting here right now, standing by. You know, I could go buy me a little flats boat or something, and I learn how to fish in these marsh lakes and sight cast reds. I could do all that stuff, but, man, as long as me and you done this, I'm like, you know what? I think I'll just sit tight till my next window comes, you know? You know, I could do that. You need to do something. Cause this is a bad thing about trying to do this, the weather.
Right.
And the weather gets you trout fishing, too. I'm forcing it because my guys, most of them are goofy as I am. If I think I can catch them, we're going.
You got the hardcore guys. You can roll all the time. All right, Plog. Well, hey, buddy, I'm glad we got to talk this morning. If somebody wants to call you about going fishing, it's going to turn around. It'll get better. How they get a hold of you, brother?
Oh, yeah. Hey, how about Scotty, dude? Is he an animal or what?
He is.
He's something.
Xander Schauffele is, too. Man.
Yeah, but I don't know if anybody catch Scotty right now. He's on a roll. Hey, if that putter works, he's going to be hard to beat.
I heard that.
Hard to beat. All right, buddy, I know you got to go. 497-717-7306.
All right, James. Hey, have a good one, bud. Good talking to you. See you, man. All right.
Bye.
All right, now let's jump the bridge. Let's go over and check in with old Sharky Marquez this morning. Sharky, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy? Good morning.
Well, what's on your agenda today?
Well, I'm currently in a Circle K getting myself a large Sprite here to start off the day strong, you know. And a case of water.
Not a Johnson Sprite, but a real Sprite.
A real Sprite, buddy. It's not a good start to a day, but it feels nice. You know, it's gonna get a little zazz. Gonna get me amped up this morning. So I've got
I'm on
that
hard
going
stuff
on, brother.
This morning I'm drinking Black Rifle. I'm on the Oh,
that's some
stuff.
Good stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, CAF.
Thank you so much.
Full strength.
Other than that, Mickey, man, we've just been fishing, buddy. We've been fishing in some rain and just trying to make some magic happen out there. It's
right.
been, gosh, yesterday was a great day. The first day that we really saw anything as far as the redfish run starting or thinking about starting. Man, we got out and the water was right for it. It felt a little bit cooler than what it usually feels, you know, like out there. It wasn't 100 degrees and water was a mixed green and kind of a little bit murky. And I said, man, today could be the day. And, buddy, we put the smacking on them.
Good.
We put the smacking on those redfish, buddy. It was beautiful. And then, we bounced around off it and ended up catching a couple trout, a couple slot reds, and even two or three little bonus mangrove. But, man, all of our boats, everybody that went out yesterday had a stellar time catching big reds, dude. It was awesome.
Good.
It was awesome, man. So, it's great. It's one of my favorite times of year. You know, you can catch your big redfish, but the bite is still hot on the light tackle too. So whether your groups are, you know, catch and release or what, you know, I mean, you could get a nice little mixed bag. So it's just an awesome time to fish, Mickey.
Yes, it is. Good time.
I was hoping we could blast out and do some amberjack fishing tomorrow. But it's not looking like the weather's going to cooperate for that one.
I know. That opens tomorrow, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It was day number one. The wind doesn't look bad at all tomorrow. It's just those dang storms, you know?
I know. At least, you know, y'all had... That was good, that good stretch of weather we had. It let the snapper guys get their licks in, you know, before it ended anyway.
Boy, praise God, man. Praise God. And, you know, we had that, I don't know how we get so lucky, but every year we run that veterans tournament, man. And knock on wood, man, we haven't had a reschedule or a bad, you know, and that's a two-day deal, man. And to get 2 days every year like that, 3 or 4 years running has been awesome.
Right.
So we ended up finishing up the season strong kind of around that time as far as Red Snapper. But, man, I'd love to get out there and bow up on some big old reef donkeys, buddy.
Well, 'tis the season. If you can just get the weather and get all this rain out of the Gulf, man. Gosh.
Yeah, it's relentless, Mickey. It is relentless, man. We're getting hammered. I'll tell you this. We're right around that time where shrimp boat season is happening offshore and, you know, I haven't been seeing a lot of them those last couple of weeks. Typically after July 15th, when they open up, you know, you give it a week or two and you can go start catching your blackfin and mahi and stuff. But man, this year, I didn't find them. I mean, they just weren't out. They weren't out there like they should have been, you know?
No, it was off this year. Not a lot of mahi.
Yep. But we had a stellar season, man. We really did. We caught a bunch of big snapper, and we just had a lot of fun, man. I'm really looking forward to, you know, zoning in and trying to do a little bit more of the daytime sword fishing thing in the wintertime, you know, once those flat months start showing up.
Yeah, if they do, right?
You know, and then you got, of course, the Wahoo coming up January, February. So we got a lot of exciting things happening, man. That's why I love Galveston. You know, you just, you can
Deep
always
down,
do
baby.
Something out here. You can always do something, brother.
Yes. Yeah. Well, you got any big events booked at y'all's lodge? Y'all got anything big happening down there here in the near future?
Yeah, we do. We actually, two, 3 days ago, we had a big UTMB Galveston event, had an event down here, and
right.
I sure was like 150, 175 folks that came in. And we did. That event was breakfast, lunch, and dinner. So it was kind of I believe it was like a come and go,
right.
You know, and they had some seminars throughout the day, which was really great. And we've got a wedding coming up next weekend that we're looking forward to. And so, yeah, man, we're just rocking and rolling, man. We Got a quote for some exterior lighting around the building. That's one thing that we're really missing on 61st is getting, you know, The building is beautiful and nice, but it's just dark, man. When it's dark outside, you just can't see it very well. And so really want to kind of bring some life to it. And, you know, I think that's going to be huge for us. You know, everybody that's driving early in the morning or late at night that passes it, you know, you can just pass it up without even noticing that it's here. And so I really want to. We're excited about, You know, having the opportunity to light it up and make it look pretty.
Well, cool. Well, give them some info. Yeah. Somebody wants to get with you guys. Come down and lodge up, fish up, event up, whatever. How they get a hold of you.
Come on. Awesome, guys. Hop on our website. It's outcastfishingwithnog.charters.com. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there on our website. And love to have you guys. And also check us out, Bayside Event Center. You can just Google us and check out our lodge and see all the cool stuff that we got going on down here. But, man, be safe, everybody, out on the water. If you are going to be on the water and if you're driving to work, man, be safe on these wet roads. God bless you all. And
Sharky.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Have you a sweet Labor Day weekend, brother.
Thanks, brother. Be safe, man. We'll talk to you soon, Mickey.
All right, man.
See you,
thanks,
buddy.
Sharky. Later, buddy. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break and national anthem, all that good stuff. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.